I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lacey.
And this is United States of Murder's very own
Wacky Wednesday. And we're back. And you have all the papers.
Oh my God, that's what I just said. I talk so much. I have two.
Okay, well, I'm going to crack open a can before you get started. That's the sound of a sweet, sweet Diet Coke.
Okay, so I'll go first. Let's see. I have a insurance or a Operation Cat Drop. Which one do you want me to do first?
Is Cat Drop bad?
I mean,
go with that one first.
Okay.
I don't know about this.
You haven't heard of this. So Operation Cat Drop was the name given to the delivery of cats, equipment, and supplies to the United Kingdom's Royal Air Force to remote regions of the then British colony of Sarawak. I'm probably mispronouncing this. Today it's part of Malaysia.
Okay.
So it's on the island of Borneo, and this happened in 1960. The cats were flown out of Singapore and delivered in crates, dropped by parachutes, as part of supplying cats to combat the infestation of rats. The operation was reported as a success.
Oh, well, great.
So newspaper reports published soon after the operation referenced only 23 cats being used, but later accounts of the event claim that there were as many as 14,000 cats used.
Were they spayed and neutered? Because those suckers...
That's what they wanted.
Oh, my God.
So insecticides were used in the 1950s to combat malaria.
Okay.
Which was carried by mosquitoes. And so they used this insecticide to kill these mosquitoes because humans were dying of malaria.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time of the cat drop in 1960s, newspaper reports indicated that this district in Malaysia mm-hmm. was suffering from an infestation of rats and they were destroying crops. So it's been suggested that this rat infestation was the result of the existing local cats dying because of the use of DDT, which was the insecticide. And the rats' population increased because the cats weren't killing them.
Oh, man.
So these cats' deaths were allegedly a result of the cats eating other creatures such as lizard or cockroaches that had been exposed to the DDT. It's not been confirmed, but that was alleged. It may be caused by direct exposure to DDT spraying in dwellings.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it. Cats are licking themselves. Cats are rubbing up against stuff and then licking themselves. So there are reports of cats' deaths due to DDT exposure in Thailand, Bolivia, and Mexico were also reported.
Mm.
And they had an increase in rodent infestation as a result of that. So in several of these cases, it was proposed that the cat fatalities, like I said, were a result of cats licking their fur after brushing against a wall or a surface sprayed with this insecticide.
Yeah.
So these other cats were flown in and dropped by parachutes.
These cats were pissed, I'm sure. Cats in a parachute.
Oh, my God.
Nah.
So, can you imagine just looking out your window and seeing cats with parachutes? They're in big boxes, and the parachutes are on the boxes, and they're just being dropped in to random places. And then
opens the boxes?
The box lands, and either it, like, breaks open like it does in the movies.
Man.
And or people open them up and
surprise,
cats are everywhere. So,
I need to visit.
I don't.
Are they still alive to this day?
No, this was the 60s.
No, I mean their ancestors.
I'm
like,
sure.
They're
like
cat
listen,
populated.
Your great grandpa.
Does it look like downtown Little Rock?
Your great great grandpa was dropped here by a parachute.
Oh man!
During the war on malaria.
He's a veteran.
He's a veteran. Yes.
He worked for the cause.
He did.
Oh, man.
Wow. Is yours about cats?
No, I wish it was. So this happened a couple of weeks ago in Mississippi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
In your stomping grounds. That's just exactly kidding. Right. But on March 14th in Natchez. Is that how you say it? Natchez?
Yes. That's where one of the places I
that's
went.
That's what I thought. So in Natchez, a simple traffic stop by two police officers led to the discovery of skeletal remains. According to WLBT News, around 8:30 p.m., Natchez Police Department Commander Jerry Ford says officers pulled over the driver of a small pickup truck near the intersection of Sergeant Prentice Drive and Fatherland Road. At this point, they noticed the driver had drug paraphernalia in his vehicle. So the officer who was backing up went to the driver door, made contact with the driver, and noticed the paraphernalia. And after the driver was detained at the scene, the officers went about their business as usual, just like any other ordinary traffic stop, until the detainee told the officers something that immediately got their attention. The suspect at that time stated to them that he had information about a corpse in the nearby area.
What?
Mm-hmm. In the event that what the detainee said was true, Commander Ford says the officers immediately called for backup. They didn't know what they were dealing with. And he said they came out and went off into the woods, maybe 10 feet, and discovered a dead corpse. So the guy was being honest. And Commander Ford says the body was discovered and it had been there for quite some time. So long that all that was left was the victim's skeleton. But he said the head was missing from the rest of his body. So, still, the question is, how did this guy know there was a skeleton in the woods? And that's under investigation. And he said, we don't really want to speculate as to what his role is or what he knew or what he knows or doesn't know. We're basically just sticking to the facts at this particular time, trying to see where it's going to lead. Commander Ford said no previous missing persons reports have been filed that could potentially tie into the victim's identity, and the remains have been sent to the state crime lab for an autopsy, and they're going to continue to work the case.
What?
So just a random traffic stop, drug stuff, and he's like, oh, yep, I know about a skeleton in the woods. What compelled him to tell them that, first of all? And also,
no
what?
Kidding.
Why did you know that, sir?
No
I'll
kidding.
I'll be following the story. I mean, you know how slow stuff like this develops, but
right.
How odd was, did he think if he just threw them off the case, they wouldn't care about his drug paraphernalia?
They're like, listen, there's a dead body. You have bigger fish to fry.
I'm just like, what is this guy doing?
This is small potatoes.
It matches. You could have driven by this because it's a skeleton now.
Oh,
so
my
it's
God.
Been there
and
now
it's just not that big. It's not that big.
Mm, exactly.
Oh, boy. Well, this is my last one.
Okay.
An Irish woman lost an insurance claim of more than $800,000 after a photo surfaced showing her launching a Christmas tree during a competition. Camilla Grabska, 36, filed an $820,000 claim with her insurance company, RSA Insurance, after claiming a 2017 car accident left her in debilitating pain and bedridden. She told Ireland's High Court she was left in constant pain in her back, neck, and thoracic spine and was unable to lift groceries, do chores, or play with her two kids following the car accident. And it was like a rear-end crash. So according to the Telegraph, following the accident, she claimed she was unable to work for 5 years. She quit Jeez. Her job following the accident and went on disability. She told the court that around $542,000 of her claim was for past and future losses.
Hmm.
The court dismissed her case after they were presented with a photo. From a January 2018 photo of Grabska throwing a spruce tree and winning a Christmas tree throwing contest.
What?
Yes. So she was in a contest,
right.
And of course, social media.
Throwing Christmas trees?
Throwing Christmas trees.
I can barely even put mine up. I
yes,
yes, throw it.
Yes. It was published in a national newspaper.
Holy crap.
Which led them to conclude that her claims were entirely exaggerated.
Well, Ah, yeah.
Yes. They said it was a very large Christmas tree, and it's being thrown into the air by her with a very agile movement. So I'm afraid I cannot do anything but conclude that the claims are exaggerated.
These need to be in the Winter Olympics, please.
2026. And you can look this picture up, and it's a huge tree. So she denied the accusations that she had faked her injury and instead told the court that her intentions of entering this contest were just to lead a normal life.
What?
So,
that's not normal, ma'am.
Private investigators catch this shit all the time. People do it all the time. Yeah. I'm not saying this is what this woman's doing.
No, they don't throw Christmas trees all the time.
But you can't go throw a Christmas tree and then say...
Did she have a neck brace on?
No. But I'm like, if you can throw a Christmas tree, you can go to work.
Yeah.
So, anyways. So, my worst nightmare happened last night with the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
Girl.
I drive over this bridge out here twice a day. Sometimes more than that. And sometimes I'm stuck on it because of traffic, construction. And if you think that this exact scenario hasn't crossed my mind at least 1,000 times, I can't.
Even driving over the Mississippi.
Oh, the Memphis Bridge?
Yeah, gives me anxiety.
Apparently, the boat, the barge, lost power and had no steering. God. And we're a week behind, obviously, so we'll know more when this airs probably, but... 6 people are presumed dead after a 980-foot cargo ship hit the pillar of the Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse.
Terrifying.
6 people fell to their deaths in the dark, freezing water. This was one of the busiest ports in the country.
I cannot imagine.
So they searched for these 6 people that were workers working on the bridge. They were workers. They weren't like in a car. They were like on the bridge working.
Oh my God.
A state of emergency was issued while rescue crews using sonar detected at least 5 vehicles in the 50-foot deep water, 3 passenger cars, a cement truck, and another vehicle of some kind they didn't release. But they don't believe anyone was in those vehicles. They think they were the workers' vehicles. So,
gosh.
Fucking nightmare. Do you do anything when you go across bridges or you're just scared?
Well, I used to have panic attacks across them and then I started taking medications. But I've never liked going over bridges.
Well,
ever.
A woman I work with.
My fear is to be stopped on one and not to be able to escape.
Oh, I'm stopped on this one.
Yeah.
I'm stopped on this one every day coming to and from. And it's just like, I can't even think about it. Because here's the thing. If this bridge collapsed, I'm fucked.
Like, I used to roll down my window.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
All the way. And people were like, what are you doing?
The woman I work with, she's like, I roll my window down. I'm like, and then what?
Well, I would have my hand on the seatbelt too.
Oh, my so, God. Guys.
I haven't done that since I've taken medications.
But listen, even if the bridge collapsed, there's other vehicles going to hit you.
It's cement, pandemonium. Yeah.
It's pandemonium. And then you're in freezing water with that fucking current. Oh. You're just a goner.
Man.
My armpits are sweating now because I got to cross it in like 10 minutes when we're done. Awful. Awful.
Yeah.
Anyways, switching gears. There's a new series on Netflix called Homicide New York or New York Homicide.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
So a friend of mine told me about this. It is so good.
Really?
It's like Law and Order.
Oh, so it's fiction.
No.
Oh.
It's like Law and Order. Dick Wolf, the guy that does all the Law and Orders.
I know him. We're friends.
Produces this too. It's the real detectives, the real police, the real cases, the real everything. But it's like Law and Order. But it's real stock footage, photos. There's only 5 episodes and I'm 3 in. They're all different. It's amazing. I can't say enough things about it. It's really good. And it's an easy watch.
Yeah,
I don't know how you don't binge shit since you're home all day. That's all I would do is
honestly
watch TV.
Because I have Miss Rachel and Dancing Fruit on my TV most of the time.
I just put that on, put him in the floor, and watch it on my phone. I mean, it's so good. It's so good. So,
well,
have you seen anything?
Yes, I watched The Wailing. I've been wanting to see this movie for a long time because it's always ranked high on Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes. It's a South Korean movie, though, so it's subtitles. I know you don't do that. But when Anders is crying, my new thing is I watch something that I couldn't normally or that I wouldn't normally watch. So, like, subtitles doesn't matter. I can't hear. So it has everything. Ghosts, demons, zombies, flesh-boiling infections. It's long, but it's good.
Flesh-boiling is good.
So it's in Korean. You have to pay attention to the whole thing because you have to read everything. But it was good. It was just a little long, but it was well done. I watched it during the day, obviously. It would have been scarier at night. But it's one of the scary movies. It's always ranked high in lists, and I've never watched it. I'm glad I did.
Interesting.
Yeah. And other than that, we finished The Traitors.
I haven't
seen
that
season one,
either.
And now we're on Traitors season two. If you know, you know.
Well, I'm also going to plug this. The end of April is the Bigfoot Festival in Fauk, Arkansas, and I'm so excited to go back. Do you want to go?
Are you going?
I'm going.
I don't know.
You're like, no.
I cannot commit.
I'm out. I think our friends Jason and Jeremy are going to go too.
Wow, they loved it.
It was so fun. And I have several out-of-town trips coming up in the spring. It's warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
Sun makes me feral. I got to leave town. So I'm hoping to do one of my super spooky, ghosty road trips again pretty soon.
I will live vicariously through you.
Listen.
I'm like, what can I do with a baby?
Listen,
what am I willing to do with a baby, actually? Yeah.
And I told you about this earlier, and I'm not going to go into it too much, but our family has experienced a very tragic and unexpected death of a very young, close family member. And just my whole outlook on life has changed, and the world looks mm-hmm. different, and I just want to eat every bit of it up before I go, and that's my plan, just to go and do all the things. I'll probably get possessed by a demon along the way, and I'm going to be real mad about it because you're the one that wants that shit, not me.
Well, the wailing, there's possessions, just letting you know.
So I'm like, let's do this Bigfoot Festival. Let's go for it.
That would be cool, yeah.
You're like, send pictures. I'm not going. I'm not taking this wailing baby.
Well, that's
he'd
the thing.
He'd scare the Bigfoot off.
I'm like, what am I willing to pack him up in a car for and have him with me?
It's funny how your priorities change when you have little ones. He'll grow out of it.
Even Target. I'm like, is it worth going to Target
for? Do I really need tampons?
And I just stay in the house. I just don't leave. I haven't left the house since my escapade with hitting the building.
Well, maybe you should just stay home for a minute.
I have been. But now I have cabin fever, so.
April Patreon suggestions, people. Brought them in. I don't have any idea. No topics.
Me either.
We have t-shirts for sale
we
still.
We do. $25 unless you're out of the U.S., then we'll talk.
Yeah, for shipping. For shipping.
Yeah, we'll talk for shipping.
Super cute, going fast.
Yeah, and we have a new model. Just kidding.
We do. We have a new spokes model. Sorry, we're using your picture.
Post a cute picture, we're going to post it.
We're going to post it. Sorry, them's the rules. We should do like hats this summer.
That would be fun.
That would
I need
be
to
cute.
Find someone who does hats. I don't know.
We can find someone.
Yeah.
Hats would be cute. I want a hat. I know several people who would want a hat.
Like a trucker hat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm in. I can hit up Chelsea from Love is Blind, see if she'd rock a trucker hat.
I'm fucking done.
Do you follow her on TikTok? Never
no,
mind.
No,
she
can't.
Wears trucker hats now.
I can't
exclusive
follow her.
Trucker hats.
She's like sad cat face. I can't.
Oh my gosh.
I can't do it.
So, this is a tangent, but Travis Kelce, I guess, watches Love is Blind.
I did see where
and
he
was
made a
kind
comment.
Of making fun of the whole her being clingy thing. And she was like, oh my God, like, Taylor, please don't watch this with him. I'm begging you.
Don't watch me running.
I'm like, what a normal thing for just Travis and Taylor to just be on the couch watching Love is Blind, just being like, oh my God, what a shit show is this?
See, there are people just like us.
I know, there are people too. They're just
like us.
Billionaires and fit. That's it.
It's the only difference, really.
That's the only difference. That's it. If I just had a billion dollars, you know, I would be fit.
For real.
Suck it all out, head to toe.
Suck it out, put it here, put it there. Personal chef.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Join us next week for more tales of wacky crimes
and criminals
to help you get through your week. Bye.
Bye.